This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. This is Hide and Seek. I'm Dean Beck and he is...
Andrew the Apprentice.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Dean.
Lovely to have you here. We went on a little excursion earlier today.
We did.
That was fun.
That was fun. First time ever in almost 5 years.
We did a site visit.
We did
to
a site visit.
Santa's man cave.
Yes, we did.
Because tonight we're filling Santa's sack.
We are. Everyone around the Joy Studios here have been going, that's the wrong way around. But
that our show should be emptying Santa's sack.
But no, tonight we are filling Santa's sack.
We are, because tomorrow's Christmas Eve and we're giving you some last minute Christmas gift ideas for adults.
Correct. For male adults in particular, I guess.
Very specific, yes. So, lesbians, we apologise in advance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd look funny in a jockstrap. But some of the things are transferable.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was meaning.
That'll be a little later in the show when we'll go and visit Santa's man cave. We'll bring you our excursion to air. We had fun.
We did. We did. What else are we talking about? Are we talking about online shopping?
Yes. Now, this is the big thing. I don't know about you, Andrew, but when I was a kid, 7 days in Rio jock pack from Bonds was about the best my grandmother could do.
Yep.
And, you know, jocks were kind of, as a kid,
boring,
frowned upon and boring.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the world of jocks has transformed.
It has, it has.
And the online world of jocks is like nothing you've ever seen.
So we're going to
Some of you have seen them.
Yeah.
I've seen a few of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I quite like looking at them. Anyway, we're going to be joined by Nicholas, who is a very handsome man, but that's irrelevant. He is also the owner of Daily Jocks, which is an online ordering company for underwear, but more about that a little later.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Only happens once a year.
Thank God.
We've had a wonderful message that has come through on 0427. No, what am I saying? 0427 joy 949.
That's right. Graham from Bundoora has sent us a Christmas card. A Christmas video. Thank you so much, Graham.
And it is in the holiday spirit.
It is.
We can't share it with you. But we
we might be able to on our social media links.
We might be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So thank you very much, Graham. I really appreciate that. You are on Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9. I'm Dean Beck. He's Andrew the Apprentice. And our guest is Nick Egonidis. He is the owner of DailyJocks.com. And they are a mail order underwear company transforming what was daggy old grandma's gift, Christmas gift presents into something bloody hot. Nick, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you have morphed a blog into a very good business. Tell me how one achieved that.
Sure. So, look, there's a lot of people that love men's underwear.
There certainly are.
And so I thought I'd start a Facebook community just to let guys know where the latest underwear sales are, what the best brands are, and really just to give them a place where they can buy them online that's convenient.
A glorified fan page, really.
Yeah, look, obviously the pictures are a great draw card and people love sharing photos as well. So selfies are definitely welcomed.
I have noticed that about your business. people seem to quite happily post selfies of their new underwear.
It's probably a bit of peer pressure. They like to show everybody what they've got.
So did you have a background in retail or anything like that that brought this obsession, we're going to call it almost, about male underwear on?
I think it probably stemmed from, I always liked men's undies, but in Australia we always were getting essentially ripped off by the brands that were here. Mm. So I really wanted to try and find a way to have the best brands at a lower price than what some of the international retailers were charging.
But how do you go about, I mean, that's a great objective, but how do you then create a relationship with these big brand companies and then create chains of supply. And then, you know, it's about, I guess it's about stock holding as well, is it? You know, that's a whole different world than just liking men in their jocks and sharing photos.
Well, my story was a little bit different to sort of a typical business. I started the blog first. So I initially built up relationships with 45 brands. And
clever
really,
man.
And my strength was really in, you know,
in the 700,000 people following you.
Well, that's right. So yeah, a lot of people shared the same ideas as me, as liking the pictures and you know, sharing with their friends. So I've just tried to create a community of guys that like men's underwear, swimwear, and sportswear.
Do you, so in the process, do you have a warehouse in Melbourne that you...
Yeah, definitely. So we're an Australian company that's Melbourne-based. All the stock and all the brands that we sell ship out of Melbourne. So it's pretty fast. If somebody orders online at dailyjocks.com within Australia, you'll have it within a few days.
So a few questions around... So currently, I was thinking, what's most popular? So briefs? Boxer briefs
we're going to do that, are we?
Boxers.
Look, we've got over 700 styles of undies and swimwear online. So, look, in Australia, guys tend to prefer briefs.
Mm-hmm.
But something that people don't realise is jock straps are really popular, especially online. People love to shop online for jock straps because they're probably not finding the variety
and they're
in
not
stores.
As not as available in stores either.
That's right. I think a lot of people might be embarrassed to buy them in store.
I think a lot of stores are embarrassed to have them on the shelf.
Probably. Plus, it's a I guess a lot for a small business to carry a lot of stock. Whereas with us, because people know that they can buy, you know, hundreds of different styles, that they can go to a single website and just explore and just see what's out there.
But here's the thing, right? Every season there's a different colour range, there's a different style, you know, they're long briefs one time and then they're shorter briefs and then that goes up and down and all that. How do you keep your head around that and keep, ahead of the game, but also know how much to stock because you don't want to be left with a heap of stuff that doesn't move?
Sure. So look, we've got a couple of things. So our main product is the monthly underwear club. So guys can sign up and choose briefs, trunks or jocks in their size and style preference. And we ship them something new every month. So it actually gives us the buying power to stock a lot of different brands.
So that gives you kind of a fixed number of a jock that you can focus on for that month.
That's right. So you'll get something different, a different brand every month. But people trust our judgment, sure. So they know the types of brands that we sell.
Well, your reputation has to swing on that, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And especially with social media, people like sharing what they've purchased and if they like it and if they don't.
That bit still gets my head spinning. I love the fact that people do it, but it's like Cam 4, but with jocks. I don't know. If you know what Cam 4 is.
Sometimes they're wearing jocks, sometimes they're not.
So you must get all sorts of exciting things sent through to your office.
Yeah, we do. We get a lot of photos. I'll share them with you.
Oh, right.
So talk to us about the process, I guess, of getting the reputation, shall we say. Because it can't... Well, did it just happen overnight or...?
No, not really. Like, the Daily Jock story started over 6 years ago. Yeah. So really, it was... because we were the first brand and store on Facebook, lot of people could actually see other people following us and interacting with the company.
There's been others that have dipped into this space since. Are they trying to replicate your model or, you know, is competition a good thing for you or does it... What's the go?
Sure. Look, we're not a huge player compared to some of the big American stores. So, look, I think competition's great because it keeps everybody on their toes. It makes you work smarter and try to deliver more to your customers. So, for us, it's definitely about having the best customer service that we can possibly give, but also having great brands and really focusing on getting the brand out there so people understand what we're about.
Is it also the case that do you sort of avoid some of the massive brands, shall I say, that who probably have a huge online store anyway, and then go for some of the perhaps newer designers and
labels?
Because there's
always a new brand. Like, every day there's another new underwear brand.
Yeah, that's with us. Like, we stock over 25 brands, including Calvin Klein, Diesel, 2Exist, C&2. But what we find is a lot of people really enjoy getting one of those up-and-coming brands that you might not have heard of. A lot of the smaller brands, you know, really try to make their mark out in the marketplace. You know, they might have a really innovative pouch or be really comfortable or perhaps offer something that the main street brands wouldn't dare offer because it may just be a little bit too risque. For us, we try and stock brands that are sports-inspired or sports fantasy. So they might not be used in sport, but they look sporty. Yeah. So it makes it a bit more fun.
Now, I don't know about you, Andrew, but I have bought what I thought was a great jockstrap and given it one wash and it's just fallen apart.
And
paid quite a bit of money for it for the privilege of it falling apart.
And there's also always the perils of buying online and not knowing if things are going to fit.
Not the sort of thing that you perhaps want returned.
Yeah.
So how do we handle these things, Nick?
Look, you know, we always guarantee that you'll get something in perfect condition, and if it's obviously faulty, we absolutely replace it at our expense. We don't accept returns because nobody wants to wear somebody else's used undies. I think there's another website for that.
Yes. I was going to swap.
Yes.
It might be a sideline for you, Nick.
Capture the market.
Look, we offer sizing guides for every brand on the site. So
but
you
they've got a different between brands, surely?
Yeah, look, some people can, and they can always email us. We've got support that gets back to you within a day.
Support's important.
Should you go on your, like, your jean size, or is it different
Good
to your
question.
Jean size?
Sure. Look, most people tend to know their waist size, so it's not that hard for underwear, especially if you've already got some undies. It makes it easy to try and compare the brands.
Yep.
Often if you're unsure, it's better to go a size up. You definitely don't want to suffocate your boys. It's probably not going to be too fun. So if you think you're in between sizes, I would recommend going up one.
We're speaking with Nick, who founded dailyjocks.com some 6 years ago, a blog that turned into quite a healthy business. Now, Nick, you've got a... I should have checked with you first, but you've got a big announcement to make, haven't you?
Yes.
Oops. Is that... can we talk about that?
Sure. It's a bit late now.
Oops. There's exciting developments with the company.
Yeah, so we're actually... we're setting up a retail store in Paran in the early new year, hopefully around February.
That's great.
So it's going to be a really cool concept store where guys can come in and browse some of our favorite styles. So we won't be able to show everything in the store, but we'll be able to have a new selection that's probably going to rotate every week. So
I don't think we have a dedicated jock store, do we?
Well, we used to.
Women do.
We used to in Pran as well.
Right.
That was there 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
That was there for a while, then went under.
Yeah.
Shut up shop. But
and the beauty about it,
not at the moment, no,
for you, is that it's using your warehouse.
That's right. So look, it's going to be in a great location, centrally located near Chapel Street on High Street. So we're already there now operating, but the concept store should be built hopefully in the next 6 weeks.
You've been saying that for at least four
it's
weeks.
It's
going to
be nice. It's Christmas. So, it'll be exciting. But look, if people want to stay up to date, they can always register on dailyjocks.com and get our email newsletters sent to them, and we'll definitely keep them in the loop.
And certainly, if nothing else, there's worthwhile things to look at.
Yeah, well, it's always good to touch and feel things before you buy them.
Well, that's if you want to go in store, can always preview things online.
And preview things online. Yeah.
See how they might look if you also had a body like that. Now, I've noticed that you're on Instagram.
Yes.
That must have helped your business.
Look, Instagram's really great. Because
social media is big for you is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, definitely. Social media is basically how we started, and it's definitely fuels a lot of people's shopping habits. You see something that you like and you want to buy it. So Instagram's great because you can actually share your own photos, tag the brands that you're wearing, and hopefully if somebody else likes it, they can
buy
it too.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Nick. About... 20 years ago, I was the stylist on the pack shot for the 7 Days in Rio Bonds pack shot, which was we set up at the back of what was the old Stoke House in St Kilda on the beach. We had a full crew, one model, and you could have shot it in the car park at Safeway in Prahran because you've got no idea of where it shot. It was so tight. But there is a certain amount of tricks in the trade that is used for a pack shot like that.
Ah, okay.
Not the least of which is not one but two pairs of underpants that the model wears.
Really?
Because you... Well, depending on the brand, some brands want a very smooth finish.
Ah, yes.
Other brands clearly don't care about that. So do all of your shots get sent to you from the companies or do you... do some of your own pack shots or styling?
Sure. So, look, most of the brands will provide the photography. So, what you see on the site is most likely provided by the brand. We have done a few photo shoots over the years for our style guides that we include with our orders. So, you know, we use different models from around the world, actually, depending which photographer we're working with.
I tell you what. Jocks are big business.
They are.
And they are very different to what Grandma used to give me for Christmas.
Exactly. So on Christmas, I'm assuming given it's 9 o'clock on the 23rd of December, that if I went online now, I'm not going to get an order in by Christmas or get delivered by Christmas.
It won't be able to be delivered, but we do offer gift vouchers. So
there you go. Something for everyone.
Forgotten.
And the best thing is you could give a 12-month, you know, that monthly thing that you
bought. Yeah, you can buy a monthly underwear subscription for anyone, really.
What a lovely gift.
There we go.
Every month you get a little surprise. Yeah, but you might want to know what they want first.
Yes.
Just know their size.
Well, Nick, thank you for sharing some of your successes and good luck with the future of dailyjocks.com.
Thanks for having me here.
Thanks, Nick.
Now, let me try this one more time.
Go. Nick? Is that what you're going with?
Yeah. Egonitis?
Egonitis.
Yes. Egonitis.
Well done.
There you go.
You can find him at dailyjocks.com. You are with Dean Beck and Andrew the Apprentice. This is Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Whatever your tastes, you'll find it on
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Something for everybody.
You are on Hide and Seek. This is Joy 94.9. I'm Dean Beck. He's Andrew the Apprentice.
That's right.
And we went on a little excursion.
We did.
Now,
first time in, as
yes.
I said, years and years and years.
You know, Mr. Finlay and I, a long time ago.
But no, yeah, didn't trust me.
No. Well, you'll see why. We went to visit Santa's Big Man Cave because the aim was to get Santa's sack full. Let's see how we went on that. Okay, I've just stepped off the 905 bus, which I boarded at QV, and I'm on the corner of Hoddle Street and Langridge Street, heading off to meet Andrew the Apprentice at Santa's Man Cave. Now, he doesn't know this, but my aim is to get him to spend at least $100 on something that really he didn't need to buy. But if he really loves the people in his life, surely he can spend an extra $100. I don't even know how many presents he's bought yet. Let's see how we go. Oh, here he is, Andrew. We're at Santa's Man Cave, level 1, 139 Langridge Street. Come on, let's go in.
Yes, yes.
Push the door.
Good to see you here, dude.
Yes, you too. Oh, it's very dark, Man Cave. A bit echoey in here, but...
Echoey.
What?
Echo.
Oh, but once you're inside the cave, it's nice and bright. Let's have a look at what Santa's sack should be filled with. Now, Andrew, this is Santa's Man Cave. There's lots of exciting things here. Have you got all your Christmas presents done this year?
I do. But, you know, there's always New Year. You could celebrate New Year.
You could. Or you could, if you really love the person that you're buying for, you could continue to add to their sack. What have we got here? Now, Andrew, are you into sounding at all or electro play?
No, I'm not. It's a bit, you know, it can be a bit scary by the sound of it.
There is all sorts of wonderful things here, including Violet wands, which are part of the electro play. They spark and arc, and little pads where you can hook yourself up and shock yourself into oblivion.
Yeah,
jeez, they're not cheap, are they?
I don't know if you're supposed to be saying that. And do they, those contraptions,
the butt plugs, you mean?
Butt plugs,
yes.
Do they all connect in as well?
Yes, you hook them up, you stick the probe up the back end of the butt plug, and you can shock yourself there too. And you can increase the intensity of them with these little dial-up pad things as well. Really quite shocking, actually. Now, Andrew, over here we've got some equipment. We have a fucking machine. Now, that is hydraulically powered. We plug it in, of course, to the electrical power, and you can put all sorts of attachments on the end of that.
And it's all set up right next to the sling.
Which is a portable sling. You can put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down, take it up, put it down. There's also a harness of various, sling of various descriptions. You've got flatbed ones, you've got mesh ones out of a fabric, and sort of Y-shaped leather ones as well.
Yeah, a bit of everything, and also a lot of, several there in with yellow tubing, and I'm sure there's red ones as well.
And every kind of rope you could possibly imagine, except the ones that burn, because you don't want burning ropes.
No, true. Now, Dean, while we're here, one of the big things about this shop...
Yes, is Is,
of course, the old thing that comes from many years ago.
Tell us about this little notice board.
It is the contact board, where people can put up a little note about what they're looking for.
This is kind of the old-fashioned way of communicating. Back before we had the internet, this sort of methodology of putting up a notice with your details on it, anyone can contact with you. There's a pen and pad here. You can write down your details, or you can take down the details of somebody else. Let's go through a couple of them. Daddy looking for boy under 30 for spanking, etc. Okay.
Can travel.
60 years old, 5'9", hairy, 95 kilos. Very nice. His name's Jim. So Jim sounds like fun to you, pop onto Sanders Man Cave.
One for you, Dean.
Oh, yes. What's that?
Fisting. Well experienced for fun and newbies for teaching. Deep, juicy hole and small hands to explore. He's in Collingwood.
Wow. All right. I will. Yes, very handy. I might just take that down. Very good. What else we got here? Fit bottom boy, 28, wants someone to open and stretch his boy hole. Let's use that word. Toys and fist for his juicy hole. And a mobile number. That's sweet. No name, but lovely.
Yeah. And look, just have a quick scan across them. There is lots of fisting requests.
You might just leave me here for a while, Andrew.
Yeah. There's also an ex-footy player masseur. That's, cool.
Right.
Another fit mask fellow. Look up for dirty play with other fit mask fellows under 48.
Now, here's one that's quite specific. Looking for an African/African-American with equipment and knows how to use it. Your photo gets mine. Give me a call and let's see what happens. And mobile number there. They're quite forthcoming, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, it is good to see that this still is happening here in Melbourne.
Well, the contact board here at Santa's Man Cave for all of you that want a little contact this Christmas. Now, along the back wall here, Andrew, at Santa's Man Cave, we've got all sorts of hoods across the top. And then we've got the ropes, and next to those we've got floggers. And then next to those we've got what?
We've got chains and whips and canes.
Ball gags. All sorts of things to shut people up, which I reckon there's a few people out there that might need one of those shoved down their throat.
Lots of paddles. And look at jack boot paddle. So it's actually the bottom of a shoe.
The sole of a shoe.
On a wooden board.
That you can belt the crap out of someone
with.
How wonderful. Lovely. Now here we've got spreading bars, adjustable spreading bars. Very good. Handcuffs. And we've got wrist restraints.
So Dean, spreading bars, what are they for?
That's so that you can put these cuffs onto feet or onto hands, keep them spread by the bar, and then they can't close.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, these. Now, Andrew, tell us about these.
Now, are these... These are like very, very small boxing gloves.
Mittens, maybe.
yes, fist mitts. So, yes, put your hand in there, I'm assuming.
And they've got a restraint around the wrist.
Yes, and nice lots of padding in there. So, I'm presuming puppies would use these a fair bit.
Cool. Right, well... there's a puppy play hood here too. I saw that running around somewhere. So not literally running around. I mean, it was here, but not running around. Now, Andrew, there's some roles over here that we should try and explain. There are people that are into...
Glad wrap.
Now, what is that about?
I'm assuming it is for restraint. So you would get the plastic wrap.
It's a cross between rubber play and mummification, maybe. It's all things thrown in. And you can get a roll of industrial-sized Glad wrap that could basically wrap you up for days. You'd want to be able to get out of that in a hurry if you need it.
And if you get to the supermarket over the next couple of days and you discover they've run out of Glad wrap, then come along here.
It keeps your hand fresh. Lovely. Nice. Andrew, if heavy metal is your thing, there is a cabinet here full of it.
That's right. There's lots of contraptions. Most of them seem to be butt plug combined with the cock ring.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
So you put the ring around your dick and then that swings underneath and goes up your coit. Lovely.
There's even one up the back here, though.
Hang on, what's that? That's a bit too long for...
Which one?
That's like a butcher's hook.
Well, for big boys. The other one up the back behind that one, though, has got a sounding thing in with it as well.
So you've got your cock through the ring, you've got the ball coming underneath going up your butt, and then down the eye of your penis, you've got the sounding rod. Wow, that's a complex contraption. You wouldn't want to get a hard on with that. Up here, we have, they're called speculums, but there's all sorts of different speculums, from triple spreaders to duckbill spreaders to this one down the bottom, Andrew. You describe that.
One with the three... Oh, the big one behind there. Oh.
I think that's a horse speculum.
It's very large. Brushed metal.
Brushed metal. There you go.
But yes, okay. When do you use those?
You use those when you've got a watermelon stuck up your ass and you need to get it out in a hurry.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure that douching equipment is the perfect Christmas gift, but there might be some people out there that want that.
Well, true. Also, though, a good time in between Christmas and New Year's while you're at home doing nothing is to connect your hose to your shower.
You're saying you do an installation during the downtime between Christmas and New Year.
Exactly.
I love that idea. That's fantastic. The hoses that you need are all here and all the attachments at Santa's Man Cave. Of course, you can't go past a good dildo for Christmas.
Yes, they're in all shapes and sizes.
Tom's cock's substantial, I've got to say.
Yes, it's quite large. That was what shocked me there for a second. but look, so Dean, let's say look at these ones. They're fairly soft. Well, relatively soft.
Do you want to know the difference between dildos, Andrew? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, dildos are made out of three basic materials. You've got your petrochemical based plastics, you've got your vinyls, and you've got your silicons. The cheaper version of dildos are the petrochemical-based plastics. Readily available, they're in just about every adult store, and they're certainly here at Santa's Man Cave.
So if I'm looking here, it's got, I cannot say that word, phthalate?
It's phthalate-free.
Phthalate-free PCV.
So PCV is polyvinyl chloride, that's a vinyl.
Vinyl, right.
But the phthalate-free is very important. Phthalates were used in plastics to make them soft. There's a slight problem with them. They're highly cancerous.
Oh, okay.
So they no longer use them in toys that you shove up your butt because, you don't really want to have cancers chopped out of that area in a hurry. Silicon, of course, is a bit more expensive, but it, for me and mine and for my hole, it is certainly the best option to go to because I don't react to them. Some of these plastics sting my ass like you wouldn't believe. And once that happens, it's all over, Red Rover. Job's done. We're out.
Apart from, so this one's got what material it's got, but others don't seem to. Is that just that you assume that these are what type?
I would have to ask one of Santa's elves as to whether it was a silicon or a plastic or a PVC, because they are the experts, but you certainly don't want to have the reaction that I have with the plastics. And if you're allergic to latex as well, that's important too.
And the elves are always here.
At Santa's Man Cave, the elves are always here. That is quite correct. Now, Andrew, that doorstopper is quite extraordinary.
It is quite extraordinary. It is, how big is that?
That is about, I would say, 60 centimetres tall, so over half a metre. It is about 30 centimetres across the base. It weighs about 6 kilograms. Jeez, you could ride all the way to Brisbane on that, I reckon.
It's quite hefty.
Now, this one over here, Andrew, I had a look at this during my recent seminar here at Santa's Man Cove.
Right.
Have a look at the value of that silicon toy. Yes, it's half a mortgage, but there is something here for every price point at Santa's Man Cove. Back to the medals, Andrew.
Yes, more medals. This time we've got forceps and pinwheels. So pinwheels, I suppose, help with sensation play. And
yes, for the little prick in your life, you can get a pinwheel.
Also, lots of other... What are they?
Well, there's pipe plugs here that have got holes plugs down the middle of them. These things are amazing. These are neoprene douching nozzles, right? So they've got a single hole at the end, not those silly little pinholes. And they're flexible, and I am a big fan of them.
And then there's lots of silver douching equipment as well, and plastic, and yeah.
And that funny little attachment you need for your shower to run your hose off from the shower rose, that's here too, that flow regulator thing.
And many of the douching attachments also act as assistants in other areas as well, by the shape of them.
The butt plug shaped ones with the big holes in the end give you two sensations in one.
Hide and seek. Joy 94.9.
Andrew the Apprentice and Dean Beck with you. Earlier today, we were in the man cave.
We were. And we've got more of the man cave coming shortly.
More of the man cave. Stay tuned.
Because that's next.
Now, Dean, did you realise that Joy's 94 Days of Summer is here?
That means we should sign up or renew as members during the 94 Days of Summer, and we would go into the chance to win our mystery grand prize here at Joy.
A mystery grand prize, that's right.
That's it.
Plus, each entry goes into the draw to win a great weekly prize brought to you by one of our fabulous Joy sponsors.
So, renew or sign up now.
Head to joy.org.au to sign up easily yourself or give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 and we can do it for you.
Can we? There's no one here.
Well, yeah.
Someone can.
Yep.
Well, ring up tomorrow. Spend your 94 days of summer with us.
Hashtag 94 days.
Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. And when you do that and nothing happens, you end up doing this. We were earlier today.
In the man cave.
We were in Santa's big man cave.
Big man cave.
Our big aim was to...
Remember, it of course shifted locations recently.
Yes, the man cave moved.
Yes, during the year. Moving man cave. If you went Christmas shopping last year.
It was not where it is now.
Exactly. So it's in Langridge Street now.
Yes, level 139, I believe. This is chapter two of Andrew the Apprentice and me going to the man cave to fill Santa's sack. Now, we need to have a look at these lubes, Andrew, because, frankly, oils ain't oils, as they used to say. Do you know the difference between the lubes and what to use where and what you shouldn't use where?
Let's just see if I can remember this. Because it's a bit like...
I have told you before.
Yes, I know. Several times. So water-based lube goes okay with... everything.
Yep.
But you don't put silicon on silicon.
Very good.
Or oil on plastic.
Very good.
And there's another one, which I've forgotten, which the other mix and match is you don't do.
You certainly don't use oil base with any rubbers.
That's right.
Latex.
Yes.
Well done. So there are about 40 different brands here.
What are the biggest sections of the shop?
If you can't find a lube that's right for you, here at Santa's Man Cave. You're certainly not trying, I reckon. While I'm here, Andrew, I'm just going to grab some Crisco and J-Lube because I can never have enough. So we'll get one of Santa's elves to help us with that. Do you need to stock up on anything?
No, all good at the moment.
Oh, what? And always new ones coming out, it seems.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just your old standards. The KY is here, but...
It is too. Look at that. Here. It's like a relic from the times past. But it is here.
But there is lots of other options for you. Wherever you're going.
I'll just grab that J-Loop. Now, I thought we were done with the toys, Andrew, but have a look at this, will you?
There's more and more and more.
Rows and rows and rows of silicon and plastic and vinyl toys of every shape, every size, every combination and permutation you could possibly imagine.
We should ask the elves later how busy, how popular some of these are and try and find out what the most popular one is at the moment.
Oh, good question, Andrew. If we could drag them away from the front desk, we might just ask them that.
Well, they're very busy elves here this afternoon.
They certainly are. Well, it is nearly Christmas Eve, so... Oh, look, there's Adele. Hello. Hello. Hi, Adele.
I was wondering if after all...
Yeah, whatever. Now, tell me, these butt plugs aren't your everyday butt plug, Andrew.
So what's different about them? They're battery-powered, so that's no difference.
They've got a bullet up the end of the... butt plug. So you've got all shapes and sizes. These prostate stimulator things, what do you reckon about them?
I cannot speak from experience, but interesting shape. I'm sure that they, you know, you could use them pretty well, I would have thought. Oh, there we go. There's a diagram in the back. Oh, see, it's got a perineum thing as well as prostate. So you could two in one.
Yeah, I tell you what, that would send me flying across the room that quick. Job would be done. We're just getting through some of the things here at Santa's Man Cave. There is a huge array of chopsticks, Andrew.
No, they're not chopsticks. They are sounds, aren't they, as well?
Oh, they are too.
They are sounds for... not the electric ones we saw before.
These are the old-fashioned sort of sounds.
Yes, they come in a nice little zip-up bag, tray. And so, yeah.
Gosh, there's some big things that people put down the eye of their cock.
Yes, they do tend to work up from fairly small.
Oh, you scale up, right.
Scale up.
Right.
So you sort of have to, I presume, get them over time so you can get up to the biggest.
Now, the next three cabinets here are designated to cock rings. How many cock rings would you say there are here at Santa's Man Cave?
Oh, wow. Probably there's like, what,
20 shelves of cock rings, so, you know, probably 100 odd.
I would have said 200. But they're every combination, from metal to neoprene to leather to elastomer to silicone, other plastics, and even ones where you can put your cock through and your balls encased. Look at that.
Wow. And then there's other ones that you've got the, obviously, multi-rings. With
the old cock cage thing.
Yes, cock cages. And then, of course, up here, you have things for the cock cages as well.
The proper full cock cages, yes. Well, where they're like a bondage thing for your cock.
Yes, and they've also ones there, of course, if you have a print Albert, you can you can still wear one of these cages.
They think of everything, don't they?
They do.
Now, if you thought butt plugs were butt plugs, you got another thing coming, because there's a whole new array of butt plugs that have recently come out, Andrew, and these are big things these days. Have you got one of these?
No, tunnel plugs.
So it's a butt plug with a bloody great big hole through the middle.
And why?
Well, a number of reasons. For those into water sports, it's an easy way through.
Oh, yes, okay.
It may assist you in the cleaning out process as well.
Oh, right, yes.
But you could also fuck through the middle of it.
Well, not with that one.
No, you can get a bigger one.
But the inner circumference is only...
I said not with that one. What's that one there? Or the big one down there? Anyway,
I don't know.
It's all sorts of things you could do with these. And these are very big at the moment too. These are armoured-up cock rings. They're kind of like a... not a sheath, sort of like a shield.
A shield. It is a shield that goes around the base of the penis and then has a bit of a hook back down underneath your balls. Yes.
Yes. So yeah, no, that goes under your balls and your cock go through there. And then that goes under the perineum.
Yeah.
So you've got to teach the kids these things, you know. Here at Sanders Man Cave, you can get any array of leather goods. And these are... clothes or costumes or outfits? What are we calling these, Andrew?
No, they're not costumes. Costume, you'll get slapped by Daddy Steve if you call them costumes.
It's drag, isn't it, really?
We'll talk about that later. No, there's like 10 or more different types of harnesses.
And then you can then change those around too, you know. Some of them are flexible in how you can put them together.
There's a few over here which have got, of course, connections between the harness and the cock, so you can wear a cock ring connected to your harness. We've got lots of armbands and wristbands and cuffs. Lots of shirts, vests, chaps.
And sort of leather jeans too.
And leather jeans. So lots here. And
armbands, wristbands, jock straps in leather.
Yeah, lots. Of, and then, then on the shelves we've got hats and jock straps of different, whole range of varieties. You've got ones that you can buy different pouches for.
Money pouches?
No.
Oh.
Cock pouches.
Cock pouches for the jock straps.
Yes.
But there are money pouches.
Yes, there are money pouches too.
There are wristbands, there are wallets, there's socks, and all of these have got trimmed in different colours, Andrew. Red and black is my favourite, of course, but there's yellow and black for those in water sports, and yours is blue, I believe.
Blue, which is generally either anal or oral. Oh, here we go.
Ah, we've got a colour code here.
We do.
Fantastic. So I've seen a bit of green floating around lately. What's that about?
So Hunter Green is generally the main one. Of course, I can't see it on the list, can I?
It's daddies, isn't it?
Yes, it is daddies, or looking for daddies, or being a daddy. Dark blue, as I said, is anal, and lighter blues around dildo use. Sorry, what? What? Oral sex is light blue. Dark blue is anal.
Why is pink dildos?
Well, they come in pink, don't they?
Oh, I guess. They come in all sorts of colours.
And then over here, there's a whole heap of bandanas you can buy. So beige.
So that's the old hanky thing.
Yeah, the old hanky code. So, and I just saw the beige one there. I was wondering what that was. Here we are. It's for rimming. If you're rimmer or rimmee.
Have we worked out what white is yet?
Ah, here we go. White is masturbation. Come.
Ah, there you go. Right. Well, masturbation, does that come? I don't know.
Yeah. What's the result of masturbation?
It's the result of a lot of things, Andrew, but never mind. We've also got tricked up new gear stuff. What do you call this? This is kind of... Are they hot pants?
Yeah, well...
Can we call those hot pants?
It's underwear.
It's a leather, plastic-coated two-way stretch fabric.
Yes. All the way from Europe.
Berlin. Yeah. They're very sexy, actually. Yeah, I like those. T-shirts. We've got T-shirts here. And also leather care stuff, you know, to keep your leather in pristine condition. That's all here as well. Now, Andrew, I've asked one of Santa's helpers, Paul here, to explain to me one of the newest items in Santa's man cave. Paul, what have we got here?
Brand new toy here, designed here in Melbourne, made in China like most things. But you've never seen anything like it.
Right. And no, I haven't.
Oh, the anticipation's killing me.
What do you think?
It looks
like... It's blue, so you're into anal.
Right, yes. Ah, zooms up and down.
So it's...
It's a thruster.
It's a thruster.
A self-fucker.
Wow.
Basically. So three speeds, and then it's got a whole lot of vibrations as well.
So wow.
Okay, so that's it's not too. It's nice and gentle.
Gentle, but it goes quite deep.
Yes, it does. You have to be nowhere to.
Right up Arby's Avenue.
It's you wouldn't want the walls to be too thin in your apartment, but oh, that's the vibrating. Right.
So wow. That's the latest toy that's on the market, and believe it or not, it's made here, invented here in Melbourne.
Wow.
Wow.
Silicon as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
This comes off for easy cleaning.
Oh, it's just broken it.
So the guy's going to come out with all different ends with penis heads and all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
And so easy. And how do you wash that?
Just soapy warm water.
Great.
And he's also going to come out with a suction, so you can sit there on the floor and in the shower and
you can be ramped to your heart's content.
It's waterproof.
Not total waterproof.
Okay.
Water resistant.
Yeah, like most toys. Yeah.
So probably not good for hours in the shower.
No.
But anywhere
hours
else.
In the sack is perfect.
Wow. Thank you very much for that, Santa's helper. You can get your thruster here at Santa's Man Cave. Now, Andrew, I've just spotted something that I haven't seen since 1976. Seriously?
A mesh top.
Now, don't tell me it's back.
Of course it's back. It's never gone out.
What?
No, it's never
mesh
gone
tops.
Out.
My God. If you've ever seen an old porn movie, you would have seen mesh tops.
They've also got the mesh underwear, so you get fully fitted out. All. Yeah, so it's called netwear, not meshwear nowadays.
Ah, right. It's not mesh. That's not mesh. It's net. Of course. Well, there is a huge array of sexy underwear and socks and jocks and all sorts of things here at Santa's Man Cave. If you want it in your favourite colour, you can get that here too.
Yep, and also, of course,
boots. My God. They are beautiful. I mean, they. Now, Andrew, what's your thoughts on boots? I find them. Look, feel the weight of that.
They are heavy.
How the hell do you keep your legs over your head with those things so heavy?
No, look, well, you can. The weight of them is actually helpful to make sure your legs stay back.
I think you have to build your calf muscles up first.
Even though they look daunting, they can be very comfortable if you've got the right fit.
I guess that's why they have stirrups on slings to hold your legs into place, because the boots are so bloody heavy.
And again, we can come back to the colours. There's colours galore with regards to shoelaces. A big thing, of course, in the community is colour-coding your shoes. To your favourite colour.
So you need to keep a theme. If you pick a colour, say to that colour, yes, pick a theme. Don't mix your colours. Because what happens then?
Everything happens then. Unless, of course, it's orange, then everything happens anyway.
Now, if you're not packing a healthy package inside your pants, you can even find something to fill it here as well.
Oh, it's like a chicken fillet.
Like drag queens use chicken fillets, you can use these for your jock straps. No more socks for your jocks. Now, Andrew, I haven't seen you buy anything yet.
No, we've been going around the shop trying to...
Don't you love your partner? Is that the problem?
Just checking what's about.
Doesn't he deserve the very best from Santa's Man Cave?
He may get something.
Well, now's the time to buy. It's Christmas Eve tomorrow. You don't want to be missing out.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I think that says it all.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
So how did you manage to walk out of there spending nothing and I spent a small fortune on J-Lube and Crisco?
Oh, look, maybe we'll go together as a partnership and explore the store together. How's that?
A very
Don't get away with it.
A very big thank you to Richard and Paul at Manhouse.
Yes.
And we wish them a very, very Merry Christmas. And thank them for their support throughout the year and also for allowing us to raid them during one of the busiest times
It was quite busy. Yes. It was quite busy there. Big thank you to Nick also, who joined us this evening from Daily Jocks. A bit of a chat about shopping.
And a big thank you to you, Andrew, for all of your work throughout the year.
Thank you.
Coming up next
is JB with Strip Down.
I'm Dean Beck. Thanks for joining me tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at Dean Beck on Air, and thanks for joining him too.
Yes, we are all, our social media links are all at joy.org.au/hideandseek, along with our podcast. Thank you to David for all of them.
Till next time, keep well, take care, bye-bye.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.